the fifth floor at Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman. On the show this week, we talk hurricanes, conventions, and chat with Horsu Desu. And now, they're wetter than sorority girls, Wicked and Das.
And welcome to the show. Sorry we left you high and dry last week, but we were dry last week.
we ain't dry this week.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. Good old Joaquin coming through.
Jocowin.
Yeah, coming through and not really blasting us, but blasting us. And gave us a nice little reprieve, right?
Yeah, making us wet like sorority girls.
So yeah, I'm your boy Das Truthman, and this is
Wicked Child,
and this is Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker. Welcome to our 20 subscribers on the RSS.
Yes, and actually I haven't checked it this week.
You haven't checked this? We'll check it later and see what happens. Yeah. But about 500 or so, you know, guys have come through and visit for 15 seconds, and I discovered that it's long enough to download the show from the website.
Yeah. What up, Mother Russia?
Mother Russia on Ubuntu Linux, my nigga. Yeah, just thank you guys for sticking out. This is show number
14.
14. Jesus Christ, we made it. We're almost legal.
Yes. we tried to have a show ready for you last week.
Oh, God.
We tried to record a double show after 13. We did a bad thing.
It might see the light of day if we ever so feel a decline.
But we can't in good conscience recommend you watch this movie.
Imagine the human centipede, but in full audio form.
No, it's worse. Human centipede attempted to be a movie. That's why they got a sequel. Oh, by the way, on the extra mic, we have my friend Richard, a.k.a.
Robot.
Robot.
Also, Horsu Desu.
Horsu Desu. He is the man, the myth, the guitar semi-legend in the making. Yes. He has been learning how to shred on his own like the man Wicked did. Many, many moons ago.
Yes.
The self-taught way of the tabs, if you will.
Yes.
He learned to play that slug well.
And the occasional lesson from my uncle, who's been doing this for 40 years now.
Jesus Christ, that man is
very, very occasional lessons.
Probably a beast.
Like 400 mile away occasional lesson.
He teaches through the internet?
No, just family visits on holidays.
Ah, that's pretty rad. I dig it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as you were saying, yeah, Mr. Wicked.
Yeah, we tried to watch that Fist of the Vampire.
Yes.
Basically, it looks like Vampire Fight Club, but
it looked like it, but
that motherfucker rough.
Listen, when you hold on a shot for longer than a five count, there better be something fucking interesting going on in that shot.
And the first part, which is supposed to be like pass footage, is
you can't even see it.
So dark, so many filters.
Listen,
it's like Instagram gone wild.
It's not Instagram gone wild. If you've ever seen a bootleg, if you're a product of the 90s, you've seen a bootleg of someone holding a handycam trying to film a movie in a movie theater. That's what their retro footage was. And sweet baby Jesus. We'll let it speak for itself. Just look up Fist of the Vampire, and you will know what.
And if you start watching it, like, you know, I think we made it about 30 or so minutes in. We tapped out of the sex scene. We was like, nope, I can't. Nope.
Yes, there is a sex scene. It is terrible.
That was the saddest titties
I've
ever seen.
It's like a sad blowjob. It's not even a sex scene. It's not even getting to a blowjob. It's getting to the blowjob.
Yes.
And it is god-awful. But anyway, we're going to start the show with our favorite thing we can review. Actually, like Retro Steve's bi-weekly review. We'll start with Wicked because you're short and sweet, and I'm going to be long-winded as shit because I'm sorry.
Well, some of it will be explaining why there wasn't a show last week because you was off gallivanting and having fun.
Having fun.
And shirking your responsibilities.
We'll get to that. But, you. Dick.
My last couple weeks ain't been too eventful. Ain't getting in no more trouble. Ain't been fired yet.
Woo!
Woo!
Hone it down, dodging that pink slip. Ain't getting no walking papers, my man.
Nah. Yeah, just, you know, getting prepared for this hurricane that apparently ain't never going to come to us.
Yeah.
I got my eye on you, Joey Quinn.
You know, as I was, looking at all the little spaghetti models, as they call them, they got them, like, the European model. Like, God, I hope the European model is right. Apparently, that European model was right. Ain't coming no fucking where near us.
Yeah, it was the dick tease of hurricanes of the year.
It got us
the past 5 years.
Got us a little wet and turned away.
Yeah. It's like, no, you know what? I'm not feeling it.
15 months since U.S. landfall of a major hurricane, and what do we get? Just a tease, keeping us dry.
Exactly. Right.
Hey, but you know what? I live near the water.
Yeah.
I ain't too sad about it turning away.
It's true. Same but, here. Man, oh, but we've gotten flooded in Norfolk.
Yeah, but you live in a flood nation, though.
Yeah, we are the tidewater area for a reason. That shit, my God. Like, there was pictures and memes of, it's Tidewater Drive, and it's called Tidewater Drive, so you know damn well it's got a name for a reason. And, man, people are idiots. They try to make it. They're like, I can fucking move my car like a boat. No, there's gaps and seams in a motor vehicle. Your shit ain't going to make it. And there's an intake that's not going to fucking make it. Because it's going to suck in water. And just all logistics are just all signs point to nope. But do you know what? Not even bless their heart. They're fucking idiots for trying to drive through a foot of fucking water.
Apparently on Wavy TV 10, they got on live TV.
You told me about this.
I don't think I told you.
Somebody
but,
told me about this.
Yeah. They caught on camera someone trying to drive through a flooded street in a Mercedes.
And the one that said
they yeah. didn't make it. And when the anchor went over to talk to him about it, they said, well, I drive a Mercedes. I didn't think this would happen to me.
Yeah, that was just...
Sorry,
man.
But unless you drive one of the old SUVs that's 12 feet tall...
Yeah, or a lifted truck like the redneck you are.
No, I mean the old Mercedes
like the scuba
SUVs.
Pipe up the side.
Yeah, yeah, the one with Aqualung.
Yeah.
Man, you...
two or three miles to the gallon, but you're going to get those 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah, no, all right, like me... For like when I was in Navy and shit, like on the ship, I knew the guys with the big lifted trucks and the Aqualungs and like whatnot. And I would always ask them, like, anytime there was a storm coming through or like any mention of flooding, just a smidgen, I'm like, this is what you've been waiting for. They're like, hell yeah, brother. This is why I got this shit. I knew I was
out of Walmart, no goddamn problem.
Yeah, y'all like, call me crazy until this shit happens.
Exactly. Those are those guys.
Hey, your Mercedes Benz ain't making it. Walgreens.
Like, straight up, like, those guys, they knew, like, they were the doomsday preppers of flooding in the area. And I laughed at them all year round. I used to drive a nice Dodge Stratus Coupe 5-speed that was probably at the side skirts 4 inches off the ground. I didn't lower it. It came like that. And I would just look at them in awe, like, you can fucking make it, and I can't. Fuck. But when it's dry out, you know, I got good gas mileage, full cylinder. It's yeah. good to go.
It's the other 3 days of the year that yeah. you're boned, bro.
Yeah, yeah, man.
But how much flooding did you get actually out by Stuff and Things Studios?
By Stuff and Things Studios, we didn't get much, but it was up and down the streets on Tidewater Drive near us that got wrecked. There's one back road by ponds, I guess you'd call it, like an inlet. God damn, I can't remember the name of it. Hold on, I'm going to yell to the studio. Hey, Melissa, or Christina, what's the name of the back road we take when we go down Granby Street? Llewellyn. Thank that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Llewellyn is notorious.
Llewellyn is notorious.
On a good day, it's maybe 12 inches above high tide.
Yeah, like it's these two man-made fucking lakes or ponds. Not lakes, fucking ponds or whatever fucking we'll call them.
Boat
and
ramps.
And it always floods, and they dug another one. To fucking, like, relieve the water, and it's not doing jack shit. The day the flooding warning started, it was already, like, coming into the road. Like, and the road is, like, you know, beveled. Like, it's a little hump. It's higher in the center. And it was almost to the fucking center line in a one-way road, thank God. But, and I was on my way to go to class, and that shit was hilarious. I'm like, this is already happening. And I've driven through it one late night when it was about a foot. In the nice purple Jimmy, mm-hmm. and she didn't make it.
Gonna have a bad time.
But a cop, you know, cop came and fucking pushed me out. He was an awesome dude for it. You know, I don't hate the police. Just police brutality, as you know, a sensible black man should.
Pro tip: your emergency kit should have a come along.
True,
I come a long way, baby.
But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off with story time with Doss. So we get on with
Well, I mean, that was topical to what I was talking about, though.
You know, I hate to cut you off. You know I love you, man.
You ain't cut it off. It's still plenty to go, Daddy.
Chill.
Message. I do my. We ain't got no drop machine today, so I'm going to do my own drops. Fuck the police. Go straight from the underground.
There would be no guitar in the back.
You can't tell
me
what to
do. You ain't Paul Schaefer. No, what a dude from the damn... Who's the fucking guitarist from the damn...
I'm no Peter Frampton, I know.
Jimmy. We'll call, just call you Jimmy.
Call you Jimmy. You've been downgraded.
Call me Al.
Horsu Dissu to Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Not even an hour on the show.
Jimmy Su Dissu, what up?
This is my destiny.
But, I wonder how this area did during like Isabel.
This area was probably fucking raped.
I remember a few trees being down in my immediate area. I think we lost power.
By the way,
Horsu
Dissu isn't far away from Stuff and Things Studio.
Just a few miles. Yeah. Closer to the bay, actually. Closer to the water. We lost power for several days, I think.
Same. I was at Western Branch in Chesapeake at the time.
Fortunately, though, my family goes camping a lot, so we had Coleman stoves so we could have hot coffee every morning.
Right. We was three fucking weeks
out the ass.
At West Park View.
Woo!
And Norcom had power before we did, so we had to go to school with no damn hot water, taking showers at my mom's employment.
Oh,
damn.
That was rough. But no, in Craddock during Isabel, there were motherfuckers going up the streets in damn canoes. Because that's how Craddock rolls.
Yeah, Craddock don't fuck around.
So anywho, enough about them Jacqueline's woes. What was that one meme I saw that was like, you know, the bay come over?
Oh, yeah. Europe. Apparently, it's what that meme is trying to say, that it's going toward Europe, and I doubt it'll make it through the water.
I don't know. Every now and again, one just makes it all the way across.
The water is too cool.
When it's
there,
going for that sweet Europe pussy.
True.
Got to get that French ass.
And when that French tickler planted firmly in his rectum.
Anywho. So besides that, what else you do besides keeping your job and hanging out with Ms. Wicked? Whose name, alias, I cannot remember to save my goddamn
Caden
life.
Caden Ezra.
Caden Ezra. That's some, like, League of Legends shit. I don't even know.
That's one of her original characters. She'd
OC,
be doing,
do not steal.
Do not steal.
she'd be doing the writings and whatnot.
Oh, no. Dramatic fanfiction readings, maybe one day.
Oh, yes.
She seems like she actually has a good handle on fucking literature, though.
There are a couple of them that I need to show you.
Oh, shit. That might be one for today.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
we will see.
We'll see.
We'll see during the break.
We haven't decided the third segment yet, so we'll come. What a wind blows.
Crisis in time space.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do some fan fiction. Maybe we'll do some dicks on the moderate screen.
Dicks on the medium screen.
Medium.
It's 24 inches for her pleasure. Viewing pleasure. Viewing pleasure.
Get your mind out the damn gutter. Because that gutter flooded. Because
Joaquin
came through. Christopher Joaquin came through. So, anywho.
That would explain the dramatic pauses.
Yes.
Yo.
These Joaquins be walking hard.
Exactly.
Down life's.
I got a fever.
Anywho, how was your bisexual week? I mean, your bye week.
my bye week was spent going both ways. Thank you very much. Don't judge me.
North and South?
No kink shaming here. But, yeah.
FetLife.
We do not endorse FetLife. But, no, my bye week was spent. The reason we had a bye week was because my ass volunteered to work for Trilogy Comic Shop. And they're a great shop. I've been going to them since I was 8 years old with my father. And they're a great comic shop. You guys check them out, Virginia.
We'll throw
out local. I will product plug the shit out of them because they're a great shop. Great owner. But anyway, what happened was I promised a month in advance that if you can't see me, I'm twiddling my thumbs hard as shit over this booze of coffee.
It's pretty intense.
And I promised a month ago that I would come help for the AWA, Anime Weekend Atlanta. And
ATL shouted! Yeah.
The thing with Atlanta is it is 8-9 hour drive away from Stuff
yeah,
the Studio.
I've been down to Warner Robins, Georgia, where Wild Guest Q was born at for a wedding.
That shit is forever and a day away. And with a moving truck hauling shit, it's about 10+ hour drive.
You do any of the drive?
Oh yeah, I did the second half of the drive. That brutal the last one. I had the first half. I had the first half, I believe. Yeah, I had the first half of the drive.
Damn, it was so traumatic you don't even remember.
Yeah, dude. No, because I remember what happened was we are beasts of Trilogy Shop when we go on the road, apparently. I didn't know this. But I slept at the loading dock inside the truck at 4 a.m. when we got in. So good times. And not really. There's a picture of me passed out from the owner of the shop. just me knocked out without a care in the fucking world in my Nirvana shirt in a passenger seat, mouth wide open with bated breath. I mean, no homo. So what the show, the reason we didn't have a show is because I worked all 3 days at Anime Week in Atlanta, and it was a good experience. It was a great show. I'm not going to talk about the thing that happened because I'm not sure if I can say just yet what happened. But basically, the moving truck, got into an accident, and we had to limp back to Hampton Roads. Instead of being back at 6 a.m. like I planned for school on Monday and getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep and then going to class, taking a good old Uber. I'll plug Uber because they're good drivers. We got back.
Except when they strange touch women.
Yeah, not this area yet, thank God.
Virginia Beach.
Oh, at Virginia Beach?
Yes.
Holy shit, already?
Yeah.
They haven't even been here this fucking long. Well, this really is going to sound shitty, but I'm not a woman, so, you know, yay. That was wrong. I'm so sorry.
You should feel bad.
They can strange touch you just as easy.
It's true.
You may have that butter on the biscuit.
Butter on the biscuit.
I hear that in another studio room in Stuff and Think Studios right now.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. We might need to fake that assault.
They get free nasty.
Oh, my God. But, no, so instead of making it an 8-9 hour drive, it turned into a fucking 12-hour drive with all three drivers passing out nearly behind the wheel and getting back at 9 a.m. We worked the show from 10 to 5 and then packed from 5 to 8, got on the road, and got back at 9 a.m. It was the longest day of work I've ever had. I got a good 2-hour nap in. I drove most of the ride because they couldn't hack it, you know, but I fucking toughed it out like the boss I am. And because I did horribly at the Boston show. Boston show, I fell asleep as soon as we left because that's a story for another time. But past that, caught up on my school shit. Got new skate parts.
Do any more sanding?
No more sanding. I haven't been able to test the fucking frames because walking. Like, I wanted to fucking test the frames out that we filed here and wet sanded because they look badass and awesome and are shaped very nicely. But good old scattered showers fooled me, and I've been really pissed off about not being able to skate for the past few days.
You ain't got to play with that PP rail?
I haven't been able to play with the PP rail or the mini ramp, and it's really fucking frustrating to have, like, 3 good skate setups, actually 4 or 5, and not be able to play with any of them. Past that, no events to go out to, nothing to talk about on that front. Fear the Walking Dead has been dope as shit. Doctor Who has been dope as shit. I'm not going to talk about either of them because they ain't paying me yet.
I like the optimism in the word yet.
I'm saying yet, man. You got to keep hope alive. I listened to a new band that Toads sent to me, local drummer, Gypsy. It sounds like some shit from like 96X or early 2000s, but it's a new band. And I might actually make that my song, come think about it. I'll pick up some Gypsy because they're pretty fucking rad. That about sums up. Oh, wait, sculpting sucks, painting sucks, metalsmithing, I've did all my samples. Fashion, I hate everybody and how they dress because I'm a judgmental piece of shit already, and being a fashion minor is making it even fucking worse. Yeah, did it.
And we had us a new beer tonight, didn't we?
Oh, man, that new beer, though. What is it called there, Wicked?
Rogue Sriracha Stout.
It tastes like spicy Guinness, and I highly recommend it. Highly recommend you try it.
Yeah.
Try it.
Just wait until your digestive tract gets a hold of it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that fiery pee. Man, but I'm guessing with some chili dogs, that'd be real nice.
I think it would make a great Bloody Mary, actually. Like, add some tomato juice.
That's what the people at Kroger said.
See, they know what they fucking talking about. I believe them. But, yeah, past that, that's our week of review.
You want to let
Horsu Desu? HD.
How was your week?
HD. HD, how was your week?
Pretty mediocre, I guess.
You better tell the show something exciting. We got 500 visitors to a site.
Oh, man.
We have an audience.
Hey, Mother Russia is dependent on you.
Dependent.
Oh, man. I do not want to disappoint Motherland. shit.
Lean into the mic when we talk, my friend.
I can't really think of anything noteworthy, especially after AMA. Was it AMA?
AWA.
AWA. I can't think of anything remotely close to that.
You don't have to. What did you do? This is about you.
The audience wants to know about you.
Talk about yourself, goddammit. Talk about your luxurious locks
in flowing
golden mane.
Fine, I've got this fantastic
They can't see you flopping your hair.
It doesn't matter. It comes across. It's like, well, I always smile on the phone. You flip your hair when you're describing it.
So nothing. No emergencies, no helping people with robotics,
no
home repairs.
No major home repairs, no minor home repairs.
Good shit.
I did have some friends come down to watch the premiere of a new movie on television.
Which was?
My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Equestria Girls.
By the way, this is why he's called Horsu Desu. By the way, this is why he's known as that. Yeah, we don't judge here on the show. We do not. We will not make him a whipping boy or the butt of a joke based on his interest because I fucking rollerblade.
No,
because
he'd be the butt of a joke because it's love.
No, I wouldn't be the butt of a joke. I'd be the south end. I'd be the southbound end of a northbound horse of a joke.
I like that. That was kind of witty and OG. A little bit of Russell charm. But so yeah, next time you're on the show, you better do something during the week because we will bring it up and say, hey, what did you do last week? If you say nothing, we're going to start firing your ass. Great comedic effect. I'm loving it right now.
Yeah.
So far, I must say him and my other buddy, Drew, they both made great additions to the show. They haven't done bad.
Didn't we come up with some other name for him?
I don't even know, but we're going to call him Drew for now because I know I'm not going to say his whole name.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho. We're going to throw it to that first song. We don't know what it is.
Time for Zolos to take a piss.
We all know what it's going to be, but you're going to enjoy it. And we're back.
Woo!
But from that song that we don't know what it is.
But you will know what it is, and you will have fucking enjoyed it thusly.
Thank you, post-production.
During the break, my boy Horseshoe Desu said he actually did have something interesting happen this week.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of it. Yeah, I can't remember what day it was, but I had a couple of friends over, not to see the movie, just to play video games. And about 5 minutes after they showed up, we lost power. Like, the whole neighborhood lost power.
Oh, see what I said? Just you? I'm like, that's not exciting, nigga. That's me with a microwave would go out.
Yeah. But, you know, they show up ready to start plugging stuff into the big TV. And I look over at the lamp that's kind of browning out. And then everything goes dark. And we're like, well, shit. Y'all like board games?
What'd y'all end up playing?
He actually brought his laptop. So we play. What did we play? We played Towerfall for a while. That's fun.
Is it like a tower defense game?
No, it's not. It's, what is that like? It's, imagine Super Smash Brothers mixed with Pac-Man, because you can go off the right side of the screen and come on the left.
Oh, I like that.
And mixed with a little bit of Mario, because it's up to 4-player versus.
I know Towerfall.
And you've got the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And some depending on the rules, you got a limited number of arrows, and you can jump on the folks to take them out and all that.
Yeah.
Go all Hunger Games on people?
Yeah, pretty much. It's really fast-paced, really good, fun for 4 people if you don't have a Nintendo.
Just letting you know right now. People, you should play Towerfall, because how much does this game cost? Do you know?
I have no idea how much
it costs. It's probably not that expensive. It's probably on fucking Steam.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely on Steam.
But
we were kind of bummed because we couldn't play rocket-powered soccer cars.
Dude, I do want to play that. Rocket League looks fucking fun. And speaking of fucking fun, this time on the show, we don't really have a motherfucking topic, so we're going to make one.
This is fueled. We actually had a little get-together before the show today.
Yes, we did, and it's still going on. It probably picked up by ambience, maybe.
Yes. Hit a little bit of that Green Day in the background right now.
That ambiance.
Yes, ambiance. So we was playing a little Cards Against Humanity earlier, and we thought we could turn this shit into a damn show.
So, motherfucker, so we hope.
We about to find out.
Yeah, you guys, hey, strap in.
This could be our Fist of the Vampire.
Buckle your pants. Buckle your pants.
All right, so how you want to do this? Do you want to do black card, white card? Or do you want to do handful of white cards or make a story?
We'll do black card, white card, and riff off of that shit for a few times.
Okay.
And then we'll end it strong as humanly possible with a story.
Okay.
All right.
So,
here we go.
First up. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Surprise 6.
Okay, that leads me into fucking thoughts of fan fiction. Okay, so Harry Potter, I don't know much about it. I didn't care for movies. I was a part of the generation that grew up having to read that for school, but
I did,
Horse of Destiny.
I was. I forget. I think it was. Actually, I can't remember what grade it was when the first one came out.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I started reading it, and it was okay, so I kept reading it. But about halfway through the fifth book, I realized I have no idea what I'm even fucking reading anymore.
Wow.
So I gave up on it.
By the fifth book, you realize it took to the fifth book.
It took
book.
5 books.
Yeah. Dude, like,
and there were only like 7?
Yeah, 7. And some people that I've told that to have said that, yeah, the fifth book really just drags it on unnecessarily. So I guess that's kind of understandable. But spoilers.
Yeah, you've been reading like to the fifth book. It shouldn't be dragging you, you know. Fuck that.
I guess it was the writing. Apparently, that's the book where. And then suddenly, without warning, nothing happens.
I don't like the sound of that. That's that bullshit.
That sounds like a good Saturday. And then suddenly nothing happens.
All right, next one.
All right.
But that also segues into the fan fiction we were talking about.
Which one? You brought it up. Well, before we move to the next card.
You mentioned something about the dramatic reading of
fan fiction.
Yeah,
dramatic reading of fan fiction.
And I've
we're
got
not going to go to it, but just give us a little snippet of that fan fiction. Just give me a cliff notes without spoilers.
Does it involve fucking ponies?
It involves fucking ponies,
God
but not fucking ponies. Horseshoe Desu does it call Horseshoe Desu for no reason.
Oh, man. What's a good excerpt from one?
Then Applejack licked his balls.
You leave Applejack alone.
Leave Applejack alone. I'm serious.
Oh, what was it? I thought you might need rescuing, so I came. I will save you now.
Oh! Well, then, next cards, please.
Pauses are important.
That sounds like the one we read in your kitchen that one time.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been that.
Yeah.
Which is what led to us wanting to read fan fiction on the show.
Which we haven't done in a while.
Oh.
One
episode. I think that was like episode 5.
Yeah. Shit.
All right. What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Taking off your shirt.
Wicked, well, I'm going to let you take this one.
That brings up some questions I want to ask.
Does the shirt have nipples on it?
No
bat
nipples.
you know, how could you really feel if Batman is taking off your shirt? It's like, the Dark Knight chose me. I'm going to be the next Robin.
Yo, straight up. If that's
what
it takes
to be how
a Robin,
he chooses Robins. He takes off his shirt.
Hey, if that's what it takes to be a Robin, I'd do it. $1 million fucking sugar daddy. $1 billion sugar daddy.
Yes. Well, it depends
sweet
on what
cars, costumes. Free everything.
Yeah, you know,
he ain't
like
got no guns.
Too.
He ain't gonna shoot you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, he would love you, right?
I mean, yeah, he might let you die at the hands of Joker with a crowbar,
but until then, it's a really solid run.
Yeah,
shit happens.
You know,
you might be that Nightwing that's just still going on and get all the bat bitches.
Exactly, bat bitch for days. Huntress, what up? But I think that's a good one. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Survey says,
introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with the glass ceiling.
Some Tumblr shit right now. The glass ceiling, if you guys don't know, is an invisible but very tangible line between advancement, between being lower level to management for women and minorities.
So what you're saying is extreme baseball is ladies' baseball?
No, ladies.
There's
they can't advance
in extreme baseball.
That's so sexist. You gotta have us lose like 100 listeners. You're a dick and a half. But no, just bring it up. Like,
no, he is not a dick. He is a Kool-Aid man, apparently.
Well played.
Oh yeah.
But no, like with glass ceilings, like okay, that brings up like some. I saw on Facebook today. One of my friends on there, DJ friend, he brought up rape culture, like somebody telling him a third wave neo-feminist. And when I say neo, I hate using the word neo because
it's about to explode.
No, neo because it's sucks.
Would you rather call them new feminists?
Like new metal?
Yes.
I guess because neo, when I hear neo, I think neo-Nazi, which is wrong. You know,
neo just means new.
Yeah, I know, but I think neo person out here, I think.
You don't think about the one?
No, I think about neo.
Hey, how many third wave feminists does it take?
He's going to get us fucking destroyed by comments.
You know what you are? You know what you are, sir?
What
you're
am I?
You're inserting a mason jar into your anus.
Exactly. But no, the thing was, if the post was saying that someone was trying to explain to the friend that America's all about rape culture. And I'm like I cringed. I was like, okay, just click read more. And it wasn't a rant. It was pretty much recapping the exchange. And he summed it up with, it's not that, you know, we're a rape culture. Other countries, rapists get away with shit. Like, they don't get anything. Like, fucking, they can kill their wives. Like, or they can just rape whoever the fuck they want in certain countries. You know,
you rape her, she is now your wife.
Yeah, like, but in America, you get jail time. You get sentenced for shit, man or woman. It doesn't fucking matter. So to say, like, oh, you know, America is the homo rape culture. America is rape culture. Is
no,
bullshit.
America's not entirely rape
See,
culture. We
people
we
need
like
to
guns
learn the
too.
Difference between exploitive yeah. and rape.
Yeah.
Those aren't necessarily synonymous with each other.
Yeah. But, like, you think about, like, that's why glass ceiling, like, because it's very much a term thrown around by people that say, like, oh, women can't make it in management. Women won't make it this far in a corporation or a company.
Like James Brown said, it's a man's world.
Like, it's just... It exists, but then again, it doesn't exist. And I don't say it doesn't exist as in like, oh, you know, paradox.
It doesn't happen at all.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying like it's not as prevalent as people make it seem. Not saying it's not a problem,
yeah,
but it's not as prevalent or as pervasive as some people make it seem. Yeah. Yes, I used that word correctly. Fuck yeah. Thank you, college.
Two marks for dogs. two marks.
Insert air horn here.
But it's... It just sucks because, like, a lot of women will always go with, like, oh, well, you know, we need feminism because. I'm like, no, other countries need legit feminism because they have no rights. Like, not fucking completely discrediting, you know, women's rights in America or saying women are like 100% equal to men. That's fucking bullshit and it's turning a blind eye. I don't do that shit. But
that, like, shit, like when they say, like, being catcalled is just like being raped.
Like, whoa, no. No. No.
I've seen that parallel made, though.
That parallel attempted to be made.
Yeah.
Tumblr. And,
well, no, you can make the parallel. It doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, like, can draw whatever lines you want.
What is it? False equivocation? False equivocation, I think it's called.
That sounds like a college word.
Sorry, I think it's false equivocation. But basically, saying that this is equal to this because this. It's like, no, that jump, that's a big jump. But you're like, oh, no, it's equal because it's like, it feels the same to me. It's like, no, that's subjective shit. That's subjective reasoning. Don't do it. But it's, America is a rape culture, and the glass ceiling is there, but it's not as thick of a ceiling as people make it. It's like, oh, that means you got to go crashing through. I was like, no, there's an elevator.
Just get a bigger hammer.
Yeah, bigger hammer or go around.
It's glass, but it's like that sugar glass from the movies.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to break, really.
Yeah. Like, if and it's tempered, not saying, it won't even hurt. And this is not to discredit the women's struggle, like, over decades. I know there will be one person that hears this show, one woman, one feminist, one male feminist.
Oh, all the male feminists.
That will catch wind of this and will try to tear me to shred and throw numbers and statistics. And I will tell flat out, like, well, that's just, like, your opinion, man. And
fuck it, let's go bowling.
Basically. And Big Lebowski reference.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is that, you know, glass ceiling exists. It's not as strong as it was back in the day.
Yeah.
Still there. But goddamn it, if I haven't seen a meteoric rise to some women in my life and just look at them and be like, when women younger than me, they're like, I'm fucking 29, Wick is 20, is 30. And we've seen many a women in our lives that are heads of shit,
yes,
higher advanced than us. And for younger people to say, like, oh, well, you know, they don't, women didn't get do shit. I'm like, excuse you. People my age, I know women my age or women that's close to my age that's just wrecking shop in the corporate world, just destroying shit. And my boy is just tiptoeing his jaws across the studio. The mic can't pick you up, but I just let them know what's going down. We have a strange black man in the studio beside myself.
Yes.
He's very quiet. He's very cordial. I like him. I keep him around if he bought me a drink.
I liked him more before I saw him fingering that little waifu pillow earlier.
Right?
And then, hey, then this girl walked in behind him. That was funny.
Mirror, gotta make it interesting.
But anyway, next cards.
Next card. All right.
Survey says.
Hey, Reddit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm consensual sex. Ask me anything.
I'm consensual sex. Ask me anything.
I'm consensual
sex. I am consensual sex, and you can too.
That goes back to show zero. Holy shit. This is full circle.
Stacy. Was it Stacy and Beth? I know Beth was one of them.
Yeah, I think it was Stacy and Barb. No, Barb.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Barbara. You was like, no, she likes to get called Barb.
Barbara. God damn it. Every time we go out, you're always sucking dick.
No, listen, I'm in a power woman. There is no glass ceiling.
I told you we shouldn't have went to this party where there's porn in the background. I knew it was a bad. You've already had 25 guys come inside of you. Do you
listen. I'm a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man. I just like to have fun on a weekend. Hold my jacket. Hold my Letterman jacket. But the thing was, all right, Horse of Day, since you didn't listen to episode zero, you're a horrible co-host.
I have not done any homework on this.
Actually, you could listen
all.
To episode 8 because we had a bye week on that week too.
Yeah, actually, episode 8 is technically episode zero. But no, basically,
it was like Silent Hill games or something.
What it is, we recorded a test episode that we never released, and then one week we couldn't do a show. It was like, we got this.
No, it's Resident Evil.
We got this perfectly good show in the can. Fuck it, we gonna release it.
And it was awesome.
It was our Snake Eater.
Yeah, yeah.
You're playing along Metal Gear all of a sudden. Bam, big balls.
But no, the story stemmed from there was a girl who got pregnant at a party from having sex with how many men?
Well, it was like 25 guys.
Yeah. Your mother is one, no, your father is one of the men in this room.
But basically,
which one? One of the men in this room.
Yeah.
Son of a hundred maniacs. No, but
ooh, nice.
South Park thing?
No, that's
Freddy
Krueger.
Yeah. Son of a hundred maniacs. Anyhow,
that's Freddy Krueger.
Your father is one of the men.
About Son of a hundred maniacs.
Oh.
Shit, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, anyhow,
but that was South Park.
But no, but basically, yeah. They were at this party. There was some gangbang porn going on in the background, and this girl was looking at this gangbang porn like, I got this.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. She ended up pregnant.
And after this exchange, she didn't regret the exchange, which, you know, do you boo-boo, that's on you.
Do
but
you
she
boo-boo.
Got, but the problem is she got pregnant from this, because apparently all 25 guys went all up ends with no prophylactics. And well, we just
HD is looking around the studio like, what the fuck?
Don't do that.
We was like, imagine your guy 25 just...
Ugh.
That's okay. I didn't need to sleep this week anyway.
You can't discern what semen and what's lube.
Yeah, but no, the whole thing
there
about
the appetite too.
Okay, so bringing it
she's
back,
like a double stuffed Oreo.
So bringing it back to ask anything about consensual sex, we'll just keep it short and sweet because it's easy. Consensual sex is consensual sex. There is a yes. There is no in between. There is no I have to outright ask you. There is no I'm not sure. It's yes, and this is happening from both parties, not one party, because that's rape. There was straight up, for consensual sex, flat out, there's no wiggle room. And people are like, oh, there's consensual sex, and there's unconsensual sex. I'm like, no. There's someone posted about it. I think they tweeted about it. I was like, there is no consensual sex, unconsensual sex. There's sex, and there's rape, period. Like, that's how it should be. Like, oh, he was arrested for unconsensual sex. Like, he raped her. He raped her or him. Like, that. There was no consent given. They just went for it, and blow, shit happened, and it should not have happened.
Now, I'm just wondering how this is an AMA.
Ask me anything about consensual sex, and I just gave you an
how
answer.
How is Babby made?
Maybe consensual sex is the name of a band.
Ha! That would be awesome in a band for this day and age. You guys want to start consensual sex as a band.
We're going to do like Jaleel White. We're going to do them PSA ads.
Yes.
Contents
in the pressure, I just might blow. I ain't ready for the wild thing.
Oh, my God. All right, so next thing. Consensual sex is sex, plain and simple. Unconsensual sex is rape, and it's bad. No questions need to be asked.
You're going to have a bad time.
Pizza, right. We should have french fry.
Ready for the next card?
Yeah, next two cards.
Or you want to ask a few questions of consensual sex?
So, like, hey, if she's sleeping.
No, we're a band. We ain't here to talk about rape. Why do we keep getting asked these questions?
Is your next album going to be free on the internet?
How many beers probably. Can I give her before it becomes unconsensual? How much roofie is legal?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's the name of their opening act. How much roofie is legal?
There is a line, and we
how much roofie is legal in consensual sex at the Norva this weekend?
Oh no!
All right, it's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with edible underpants.
I mean, no kink shaming. That's your thing, man. But define kid to us. Kid is very relative. We think it's Horsu Desu as a kid.
It's true.
Wait, what? Sad.
Yeah.
Does anyone in this room have any experience with edible underpants?
No, do you?
No.
Do you? Or no. Are you sure you don't got... BronyCon things happen.
Hey, man, what happens in the stable stays in the stable.
I like that. Mm. And on that note, we have no idea about edible undergarments, so we should move the fuck on.
No. Well, there's two different kinds of edible underpants out there.
You know, apparently.
There's the fruit by the foot looking shit. Which... Well, I've watched BuzzFeed. I know these things. There's actually BuzzFeed articles where people try edible underpants. That's a thing that exists.
Wasn't that the people from other nations try American desserts, or was that a different one?
That's a very different one. Them Irish people don't know what the hell they're talking about. Oreos are delicious. But no, there's some that's like, you know, the candy necklaces. There's a candy necklace G-string.
Oh, my God, no. That just absorbs all kinds of B.O. that I don't want anywhere near my mouth.
B.O.
You don't want that back part of the
body,
floss.
Everything no. else.
Why are all these candies chocolate covered?
Oh, God. That's wrong. That is wrong.
What about edible lube?
I mean, I'm down for that. I'm down to clown.
Wouldn't that just be mayonnaise?
No, dingus. Horseshoe dingus, no.
I don't care how much oil is in that.
Yes, better not be mayo. If it mixed with the yeast that well, that's a problem. You need to stop.
Mayo is basically oil and eggs and sugar. Sugar and the poo-poo don't get along.
But no, actually, that's just liquid. That's taste. That's just flavor.
I mean, but to be fair, you can't really use edible lube for the sexual activities because that is sugar.
Sugar. Oh, it gets sticky.
What happens if you put sugar in a dark, moist place?
It solidifies.
It turns to yeast.
Oh, no. The bread be rising.
That's right. It should be sourdough.
Oh.
Nut loaf, Ed.
But no, I tried to use it for some good old titty fucking once.
I like that.
And
segues
like,
are weird.
And like you said.
You lean forward and off you go.
My shit tastes just like a Jolly Rancher, baby. But no, it starts out all, this ain't very lubey to, oh, damn, I'm getting stuck to the titties. Oh, hell.
Plot twist, it was actually contact cement.
Hey, I got some sexual misadventure stories we could tell some other time.
Yes.
And maybe I'll get back to the edible lube.
All right, let's do this. Where are we out of time?
We're about 40 minutes in.
Okay, epic one. Stretch it. Story.
All right, you want to do a story?
We'll do a story.
How many cards?
At the sound of the harp, please turn the page.
Six white.
Six whites.
Six whites going to a bar. They were asking for edible underwear and Rufus. They knew they were in for a great weekend of unconsensual sex. The end.
All right. We got one black card just for good measure.
All right.
Just for some context.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get some anal bees.
That is seriously the first Jesus.
Hell. And you think, you know, this ain't really for me. I need to find something that's more my speed. Then you get dick fingers. And
ten times
that's exactly what you'd expect. But speaking of things like that, you know what's not good? Alabama Hot Pockets.
That is a thing. Oh, God.
You know,
that's a card.
It's almost as horrifying as laser hair removal accidents.
Bruh.
But all that is just a way leading up to say, I love you.
You do some strange things for love, let me tell you.
Them lasers and anal beads and hot pockets.
And what we got as a context. TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure all those cars would be prohibited on
airplanes. Let's go through them. I think, let's see which one isn't, or if one is closest to not.
I don't think they would outright ban anal beads. I mean, they would ban the use of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, can't use them in the bathroom. But
just keep that shit to yourself.
I don't know about the TSA stance on dick fingers.
That's a hell of a cavity search.
Exactly what you expect. Does that in the pop. How does the TSA feel about Hot Pockets?
The Alabama Hot Pocket, they are staunchly against that shit.
The Hot Pockets you buy from the freezer.
No,
the grocery store.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
I'm talking about the
we're not real hot
the regular Hot Pockets. If they've already been microwaved, they're pretty much a bomb.
Yeah.
So. No.
Liquid lava in your hand.
Hot Pocket. Laser hair removal. You can't have no lasers.
You can't have lasers on an airplane, man.
But what about the after effects of a traumatic laser hair removal accident? Would someone who's gone through that trauma be allowed on an airplane?
Well, depends on where the hair removal was at.
I guess that's fair.
I mean, if you got that shit removed from your ass cheeks,
can't sit,
you can't sit.
Oh man,
you can't wear proper pants. You walk around in assless chaps all day.
But what if you get a butt donut?
Butt donuts are comfortable. Let me tell you.
Tell them about butt donuts. Our new sponsor. But do not steal.
Yeah, this will happen. HD, that just happened. It just happened. How does that make you feel?
Kind of warm inside.
Like a Hot Pocket?
I think that's gas, actually.
All right, so that does it for this segment of the
show. That was the thing that happened.
That thing happened.
Yeah, wasn't too bad.
wasn't too awesome.
It's
but
out there.
Horrible.
We'll have to live with it now.
We will have to live with it. And you will have to live with it as well.
Yes. You were a part of this.
That will be weighing on my conscience for a long time.
And I will make sure that you share this fucking to every friend you have.
Otherwise, Skeletor!
Yeah. All right, so we're going to throw it to our...
At NecoCon a few years ago, there was a group of about 8 or 9 guys all dressed as Skeletor, and they were just going around together posing for pictures. He was like, so what do you think of this convention? Oh, this isn't Skelecon 2013?
No one will be as good of a Skeletor as D-Pity, though.
I haven't seen him as Skeletor yet.
D-Pity,
Deadpool cosplayer.
Oh, okay.
One of the main one, in my opinion.
Thinking about Skeletor reminds me of Cobra. One time I thought, you know... These people at the laundromat probably wouldn't appreciate if I start running around this laundromat going, Cobra!
And that's the end of this segment.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
We will throw it to the next song.
Next song's about body massage.
Body massage.
Pork chop sandwiches!
Who wants a body massage?
Got a broken back.
And welcome back. We're here for our last segment. The pinch hitter that we haven't done in God knows how long. We're going to do dramatic fan fiction reading. And this one was chosen
hey,
by.
We're getting in the spirit of the game already. Yeah,
this one was picking by Horsu De Sune. And it is MLP, Friendship is Magic, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Chris's in time space is.
I love playing Time Crisis at the arcades,
dude. Straight up. All right, I hope I'm getting picked up. Gonna move my mic a little bit better, so I can look away from the from my co-host. Are we doing this, there, Mr. Wicked?
We are.
Are we doing this, Horsu Desu? Is this Horsu Desu's seal of approval for shenaniganery?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Whoo, child, I'm looking at the first word and
buckle your pants.
Dude, I need a sip of beer. Hold on. This is Jesus Christ. I hate you, HD. I mean, like, I got like 5 words into it just skimming and
no pre-reading.
All right. Twilight woke up in her bed after she became Basima of Princess. But it was hard to remember that she was wings now, and they were twist on her and hurt. Ow, I should remember that I have that now. This is a hurt thing to get used to. She got up the bed, and but she, her wings were twist in the blanket. Blanked, and she fell on Spike. Out, Twilighty. Walked out. Spike hurt loud. Sorry, Spike. I don't mean to, but a princess is a hard new thing to be, and Spike understands. Twilight went down to the stairs.
through the kitchen to make brisk facade for her and also Spike, but a loud noise came from outside. Why?
was that in caps?
That was an exclamation point. Twilte went to look and it was a storm. But a far storm, but still loud. What's going on? I thought a Pegasus was supposed to make that weather today. Then the storm got green and flashed and a loud bolt shook the land. Wise kind of weather came from? Cloud don't do that. Rainbow Dash came past her house and said, and soon, also other ferns came soon to also look at it and wondered what made it. Was it Evil? Spike burped a liter from a princess and it came up Twilight's hoof, so she opens it. Dear Twilight Spackrel, Infinites, a greatest evil from beyond the world has came, you must help. It's only hope for a quest roll. Oh, wait. Said that wrong. X is true. It's real urgent. So we need to go to a quest roll to help Clesestia. Twilight yells hero to her friends and Spike so she magicked them there fast. Oh, God. Fucking kill me.
Now.
Are you to chapter two yet?
Woo! Now, any background as to the writing of this?
Please help us.
In the My Little Pony or Brony fandom, it's not really a good idea to make fun of something that's really that bad. You just kind of say, that's nice, smile, and walk
away. Here at Expensive Cheese Cheese Cracker, we know that somebody wrote this, took time to write it, could have done a Microsoft Word that has automatic spell checker.
No, see, that wouldn't have been playing by the rules. This one and Love on the Acres of Sweet Apples were deliberately written drunk.
Oh, so that we, oh, this is awesome.
So that see, we could make fun of it without feeling bad.
I love it. Thank you. Now I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm reading some seven-year-old's fan fiction.
You're not reading someone's incompetence. You're reading someone's inebriation.
Okay. Thank God, man. I feel so much better.
Maybe I'm just a horrible person, but to me that makes it not as funny. I like honest effort.
Honest effort. All right,
this was honest effort.
We're called to the audience. You there, by the one in the Kigurumi. Come hither. We're going to do a redo.
I don't think they need the backstory. I mean, you could just keep pressing on and rolling.
No. I want her to pick one. I want one with honest effort. I feel like I was cheated here.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I was cheated because you said it was written drunk. No. We want honest effort. I need a fan fiction with honest effort. Like somebody actually tried to write, oh, this is hers.
I don't know the one.
I would have to say Eye of Argon then. That's probably the most famous one.
No. Oh, I don't care. That's even hotter. So what do you want to go by? You got a pen name? You got an alias? What you want to be called for the show reference? Say it to the mic. What you assault yourself? You will say it. Do as I say. Mic's coming around.
Just pretend it's a dick, girl.
No, just say it. Just say it. The audience is waiting. Awkward pauses are bad.
Maraga Raga.
All right. She's going to search one for us right quick. We're going to bullshit, but you said that there is one that is terribly bad. And what's the other one? Search. HD?
I'm not sure I understand. There's...
Talk about the one that you said is bad and tell us why it's bad.
Well...
Because the first... this one is not fair because it's written drunk.
Well, the other one was the same way.
No... We need something with honest effort. This isn't
the most, probably the most famous terrible fan fiction is The Eye of Argon.
I don't care about fame. What the fuck is this shit?
It's got panels where people take turns trying to read as far as they can without cracking up or reading it as they want to read it instead of how it is actually presented.
No, because remember, okay, the thing with us with dramatic fan fiction is it has to be given honest effort to be a story. We're just fucking around. We should have given you that.
Yeah,
that would have been a nice briefing.
Sorry, we're sorry. Like, we didn't mean to put you on blast. Like, how dare you, fellas? Like,
No.
We're sorry.
It's all good. I'm gonna love and tolerate the shit out of you.
That's beautiful, actually.
I'm gonna give you the kind of love only Tumblr can give you.
Oh shit!
I think I'm good. Thanks.
All
right,
I'm
not sure I've got the right the right shots for that.
Madam, can you have it pulled up? You got pulled up? Okay, all right. Okay, we're gonna read the first paragraph, and I swear to God, if it's gold, I will keep this shit going. All right, are we ready? Horse or Desu, you ready?
I'm ready.
Wicked, are you ready?
My Angus is firmly peppered.
Hell yeah. This is called Nowhere. And we're going to go in 3, 2, now. Alfie, charcoal-tinged midday light poured graciously through the one Gothic-style arched window that dominated the north wall of Blonde Man's bedroom. Its ethereal luminescence pulled against frigid hardwood flooring that covered his entire house. The grumpy owner of the home nestled in the center of his expensive bed, countless blankets warmed by his feeble body heat strewn messily around him, his choppy saffron hair stuck up at all different angles atop his head, starkly contrasting the prim tidiness that he worked so hard to maintain day after mundane day. Today, however, his care for Nina abandoned him. A rising fever drained the apricot hue that usually haunted his cheeks, dusting heavy purple shadows underneath his faceted emerald eyes. He appeared as if he hadn't slept a wink in days, yet that was all he had been doing for the past 72 hours, fumbling around under the covers until his fingertips contacted a familiar plastic rectangle. He withdrew the remote to a tiny television set perched atop the stout chest of drawers that faced his bed and flipped the modern invention on. Once again abandoning the wireless electronic, weakly punching his quilted pillow to fluff it, he lay his head against the comforting object filled with goose feather down as his gaze slid to the fuzzy television screen. A weatherman all but danced eccentrically across the 15-inch screen, pointing out different symbols on the map, followed by a quick-lipped explanation of what exactly everything was and what it meant in accordance to the weather. A hand flitted up to the bedridden blonde's head and formed a crown across his forehead, pinching both of his throbbing temples with his thumb and forefinger, attempting to combat the incessant pain that rooted itself on either side of his brain. Bloody fucking weak immune system. And we're going to stop right there.
Do that first couple lines again.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Charcoal-tinged midday light. Poor
what the fuck is charcoal light?
Okay, I'm going to go with this. You don't have to defend this because this is... her writing. It's fan. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Bad. What we're going to do is we critique.
Yeah.
We critique. We don't do like, this is fucking dumb. Meh, 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 meh. That's like, not what we do here.
I just want to know what the fuck charcoal light is.
Charcoal lighting, tell us. They're not going to hear you. Gray lighting. Got it. That's what I thought. Like, it says midday. One thing that I've noticed between this and the other fan fiction that we read, something about new fan fiction writers that is prevalent is the fact they throw in as much description as humanly fucking possible.
Whether it's required or not.
Yeah. It's like, all right, we get it. Watching TV.
A 15-inch TV, apparently. Like, for as rich as this nigga is, they goddamn a 15-inch TV. Got like, many blankets, spent all that money on blankets. They got no money for no damn
like,
HDTV.
He's sick. He's watching TV. He's struggling.
He's got goddamn rabbit ears. Got to turn his shit on with a pair of pliers.
Yeah, like, you know, there's bad lighting, you know, because it's the horrible hour. You get the one short description I like, actually, was about how feeble the character was.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not bad. Like, that's the biggest thing that we want to do for dramatic fan fiction. They explain that we're not trying to tear you down. Like, we're not looking for the dumbest shit imaginable to tear apart. Like, no, like, we want to look at it critically.
Yes.
Like, what's done good, what's done bad.
Like with the last fan fiction, we spent a long time trying to figure out who the fuck Marie was.
Bruh.
Everyone was given their X-Men name except Marie.
There was so much, what's the word, explanation.
Exposition?
Exposition. In the first one that we were just like, okay, every character has like half a chapter of exposition.
Yes.
Except for fucking Marie.
Who the fuck is Marie?
And Marie was there. It's like you explain all the X-Men characters.
It's like it's Wolverine and Storm. Occasionally she's referred to as, you know, Oro.
Aurora. Yeah.
But you know, it's like Cyclops.
And they talk
Jean
about each
Grey.
One of what they've been through.
And Marie was there.
Yeah, Marie. And we never knew what the fuck Marie was. Like, who she was, where she stood in the story. And then we got confused on the timeline. But do you want to read one more to try to get, like, past? We got a whole paragraph. This guy's sick in bed with poor lighting.
Like, so I just wanted,
watching the TV.
I just wonder what. I mean, that sounds like some shit by the damn corner store after watching some Evers. Charcoal light.
All right, we're going to keep it going. This one's, we got some short paragraphs here, so, you know, it's not too arduous. But we got some groundwork because he had struggling in bed.
Adjectives for days?
Yeah, but he has a bloody fucking weak immune system. All right. Unidentifiable clatter resonated through the empty hallways and wafted genially underneath the man's bedroom door, only faintly alerting him that something had changed in the downstairs section of his house. The unexpected intruder burst noisily through his bedroom door, then his grating, moderately toned voice, already running a mile a minute. Anger exploded in the man's mind, intensifying the dull twang that barraged his temples to something resembling snare drums being beaten. His teeth grit automatically as he almost shouted to talk over his company's incessant chatter, that's not a word. For the bloody love of God, you damn noisy wanker, would you keep it down? You have no idea how bad my headache is. Now, pause. We led up to this. We talked about, apparently, how annoying this asshole was that annoyed my dude.
Yes.
Who's obviously sick.
Who's gently rapping at his chamber door.
And twinge, Paul, what up?
Twinge my temples. Nevermore.
Like, the biggest thing is right now, like, once again, exposition. Yeah. Set the scene. You got to leave something to the imagination, yes, because that's what reading is. Like, you don't. What?
That's how it gets fun and mental.
Yeah, fun, dumb, mental.
Oh snap!
Message.
But with writing, I found it's more enjoyable when it's like not sparse but not heavy-handed.
Yes.
It's written by a younger person. You know, like. They're trying to, like, you know what? I'm going to be as heady as possible. I'm going to flesh this shit out so there's no room to mistake what the fuck I want to get across.
Time to pull up thesaurus.com.
Yeah. And it. But. Sweetie, don't be embarrassed.
No, but okay. I mean.
Sounds like somebody knows that feel.
Wait, if I showed you some of my old artwork, you'd be like, holy shit, you're an art major?
At least
you're an art major.
Did I mention I drew comics in middle school?
Oh, dude, my comics in middle school, holy shit.
At least the second paragraph left Adjectiveville. we head into Story Town. We left
in a white room with black curtains.
And where was it at? At the station.
All right, here we go.
Why is it got
to
be a white room?
Here we go.
It's got black curtains.
All right, so we're leaving off, keeping track. The motherfucker has no idea how bad the main dude's headache is. And it starts with the other person. The other person, a caramel-haired, bespeckled man that appeared younger than the bedded blonde, halted.
We took a U-turn, all hail.
All of his animated movements and talking. As his cerulean eyes seemed to focus on the other for the first time since unceremoniously barging through the door, crossing the room to the afflicted bedside and plopping into the armchair pulled out of its usual spot in the corner adjacent to the bed. Oh, Arthur, what's the matter? Not in the mood. Oh, I like where this is going. I'm going to keep reading after this. Listen, all right, about this three lines right here. Think three lines. One period, two period. Yeah, three lines. You're given very good, like, descriptions of the character, but you don't have to say about moving the chair out of its usual spot. Nobody gives a fuck about the chair's usual spot.
Nobody knows what a fucking usual spot is.
No, know where it is. It's not important to the story.
Yeah,
it gets to, like, chapter five. It's like,
the chair!
If it had been a usual spot, he would never twist. He would never slip and broken his neck on the arm of it.
Don't you know anything about Chekhov's gun? Gosh, get learnt.
But... It's okay, man. This is now that I'm here, not in the mood, and I was told heads up, it's gonna get racy. Probably gonna take a while to get racy. Does it take a while to get racy? Does it go balls deep, like with no warning, or does it's a long
literally warning? Or figuratively?
All right, okay, here we go. Because the exchanges are getting shorter, so I'm gonna go a little bit more. Arthur shook his head before he realized the gesture would only ensure the knocking in his temples to strengthen by a factor of 10, sitting up and in one motion prodding the malleable sides of his head with his fingertips. Not exactly, Alfred. I've been sick for days. Why in the bloody hell would I want to put up with your useless banter now? Alfred scratched his head in a rather comical fashion, careful to avoid disturbing his characteristic cowlick that peaked a few strands of his hair in the front before he responded. That's an easy one, Iggy. Oh, nigga's name Iggy. Cool, we got a name. Iggy in the band. Arthur the one that came in starting shit. Got it. Cause you put up with me every day for the past 3 days, since you stayed home because you were sick, you never do well with the seasons change. It's a shame. Really? His head shook as he tisked playfully under his breath. You don't have to say a nigga tisked playfully. Gazing upon his slightly blurred friend from over the Argentine rim of his glasses. Argentine rim of his glasses.
Is that supposed to be orangutan? I'm terribly confused right now.
Argentine rim of his glasses. Silver.
Hey. Hey.
Thank you. Silver. There's silver rim of his glasses.
You can rip the real, you know, the charcoal light really picks up the Argentina rim.
And right. It casts a shadow where the chair should be.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We need to wrap it up. How far are we in right now?
We're about an hour in, not including songs.
Okay. We're wrap this up right here because we're going to leave a cliffhanger because this is actually not terrible. It's wordy, but not terrible. Yeah. Don't apologize. Everybody starts somewhere, okay?
Hey, it's like this. There's room for critique, but it's not like, what the fuck am I reading?
Thank you, Jesus. Like, that was...
Not like a criticism time space. But
no, but you told us we're past we're reading that. After the fact. Like, that's like, oh, we get it. They were fucking drunk writing it.
And not allowed to use backspace.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, all right. After Argentine rim of his glasses,
Silver.
Argentina? Silver!
As opposed to what, Brazilian?
The Brazilian rim of my spotted glasses.
Arthur's mouth shifted sideways skeptically as his thick brows furrowed, a few shades darker than the hair that partially obscured them. And why, pray tell, is that? It took all of Arthur's self-restraint not to burst into a fit of giggles that battled their way up his throat, attempting to pry their way into his voice box. Pray tell, who the hell says that nowadays, Iggy? You're so old-fashioned. If the person on the other end of the conversation hadn't been Arthur, the man that had known Alfred longer than either of them could remember, they would have certainly missed the almost imperceptible scrunch that twitched Alfred's nose. I do, apparently. Arthur mumbled, loud enough for his companion to hear as he lay back against his mattress. The growling thumping in his head, forcing his eyes to flutter shut. You didn't answer my question, you know. Pause. And that's it for that reading. It's going places. I'm going to skim because I want to see where it gets good. Few chapters. Women are such dick teasers, especially when it comes to writing.
Do we get descriptions of the indigo veins in his shaft?
Number 4. Read it. Should I read that one? Is it graphic? Should I read that? This one? Which one's graphic? All right, wait. I'm hearing that there's a more racier fan fiction that I could have been reading to our audience. We are adults here. We can handle this shit. I want you.
We all marked explicit in iTunes.
Exactly.
Oh, I bet you're killing me. Well, you know what? Maybe you'll find out on the next episode of Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker.
We like to thank our dude, motherfucking Horsu Desu, a.k.a. HD, for being on the show. What you got to say?
It's been quite entertaining.
You want any anything to plug as far as, since you made it this far, like social media, visit this,
check
out this website. Oh, you are grand because you ain't selling shit, so.
That's true.
You got a good market. He's got a good thing going right here.
Yeah.
Our websites are ec3cast.com or my favorite expensivecheese.com, which links you to ec3cast.com. We're also on iTunes under ec3cast. You can find us on Stitcher,
yes,
as well.
And if you go to the website, you get all the links for iTunes, Stitcher, Pod Nova, whatever that is,
et cetera, et cetera.
On social media, you can find us at either Wicked Child on the Twitter and the Bookface, or you can find or Tumblr, which he rarely uses.
Yes.
You can find me at Dosh Truth and everywhere.
Find the show media. On Twitter at EC3Cast.
You can find it on Facebook at facebook.com/EC3Cast.
You can, if you feel like throwing us a little bit of coin so we can buy some better supplies.
No, I'm saying we need some better mics. Not really, because my voice is strong enough.
No, but we need more mics so we can have more people talk.
Yeah, because we got people on the couch that's been talking shit the whole time.
Yes. We get us some branded shot glasses.
Dude, branded shot. We got some branded shot glasses.
Yes, we got some poorly.
We got glasses. Swag, nyoggle. And yeah, just buy some stuff to support the show.
We'll come up with some better ways to support the show.
Yeah, you know, some better ways.
So, like so many times, that's the show.
That's the show.
So for my boy Dosh Trufin and Horsu Desu and the Peanut Gallery here, including Ms. Zombie Cupcake, game winner.
Thank you, Peanut Gallery. It's been fun.
Christina.
Got a G-dub over there.
This is Wicked Child saying love life, love yourself.
Love Jello. We out.
Bye.
Sickle.